House. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House have released several dozen more photos from the estate of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department faces a deadline to release many of its case files on the late financier by the end of the week. The AP's Eric Tucker reports what's in the files is unclear.
Here's what we do know. These are documents that the Justice Department gathered during its investigation into Epstein, a wealthy and well-connected financier who took his life in a New York jail cell while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges.
The photos released today show Epstein cooking with an Emirati businessman and include billionaire Bill Gates and images of a 2011 dinner of notable people and wealthy philanthropists. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee made no accusations of wrongdoing by the men in the photos. A U.S. official says Ukraine peace talks are headed to the U.S. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The official says Kirill Dmitriev will meet with Trump administration envoys in Miami. That comes after Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner sat down with Ukrainian and European officials this week. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has warned Moscow would seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks.
Putin doesn't want to stop this war, but he can if United States will pressure more.
In Brussels, for a summit with European leaders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's counting on that pressure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say a plane registered to a company run by retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle crashed near Charlotte, North Carolina. Multiple deaths have been reported. John Ferguson is manager of the Statesville Airport.
Actually, I came out. It was already fully involved.
Six people were on the plane. President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This is AP News. Brian Walsh was sentenced to life in prison for killing his wife. Here's the AP's Marcella Sanchez.
Judge Diane Frenier called Walsh's crimes barbaric and incomprehensible.
Mr. Walsh, you will live with the guilt and burden of Anna Walsh's death for the rest of your life.
The sentence carries no possibility of parole. The Boston area man pleaded guilty on Monday to first-degree murder. Anna Walsh disappeared nearly 3 years ago, and her body has never been found. Brian Walsh pleaded guilty in November to misleading police and illegally disposing of a body, saying he panicked when he found she had died in bed. Investigators relied on his online searches about dismemberment and disposing of a body, as well as surveillance video showing a man resembling Walsh throwing heavy trash bags into a dumpster. Many items were recovered from the dumpster bearing Brian and Anna's DNA, including her vaccination card. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.